Hello, Delilah.
Hello, Miss Katy Perry.
I'm so happy. This is like a childhood dream come true. I mean, I have driven on the coast so many days and or had my parents drive me on the coast so many days listening to your soothing voice.
With me on the phone lines is the amazingly talented, incredibly successful, 100 bazillion fans following you on every social media platform. And dang, girl, did you look good riding a tiger.
Thank you. And also just a normal human being.
That's what's most important. You know, you're the record folks and everybody, the producers send me all this, these facts about your amazing success. But I love the fact that whenever I see you on any show or anything, you seem so down to earth and real.
Well, I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. I can't fly, and I won't make it out here alive. So I think all those reminders, level me every day. But I think I do have a gift, and I love using it, and I love sharing it, and I love making people happy. I think that makes me really happy to make other people happy. But I really feel very normal, and also I'm sometimes just completely surprised by all of this. Not surprised, because I work really, really hard, but just like super grateful, right?
Well, you do work very, very hard, and you've got a new album out, and you're going on tour in September.
I am. I have a tour that kicks off in the United States September 7th, and it goes all around the country. Check it out. You can go to katyperry.com to look for the tour dates, and it's going to be a super fun show. It's always an experience when you're coming to one of my shows. It's larger than life. It's not just one look or one scene. It's going to be like, some of my heroes, like Walt Disney, just like bringing a whole different surreal world to an arena. So it's super fun.
So the album is Witness, and we started playing a song off of it a couple of weeks ago. Janie sent it to me, and she said, Deister, because I'm in a wonderful relationship with a wonderful man, and we're married, and I love him deeply. But before all that, I was in a situation. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah.
And she sent me the single, Save As Draft. She's like, you got to listen to this song.
Yeah.
And I listened to it and I'm like, oh my gosh, how many times did I do that? You write the words, you come up with the letter, what you're going to say, how you're going to say it. So they finally understand how much you love them and it all works out. Only it doesn't.
I know. And, I'd been in that cycle before in a relationship, and it had kind of reignited the relationship. And there's only so many times you can reignite the relationship or want to or should. And sometimes you just need to write it and never send it. It's just that exercise, that cathartic exercise. You shouldn't press send. It's like a lesson in self-control.
You know what? That's what best friends are for.
Yeah, you do send it to your best friend, for sure.
My producer, Janie, has been my best friend for almost 30 years, and she knows me through and through, and I mean that when I say that because she was the birthing coach for my two bio babies.
Amazing.
But we have a pact. We have a life pact. You do not hit send until you send it to your best friend.
Exactly. I mean, I like drafting and then sleeping on it because, for me, my emotions get very heightened in the evening. I don't know everybody else. It's just like one of those things. And then in the morning, when I wake up, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't send that. I can get, I can get through another day without this situation.
And then nighttime comes around. And that's why my show is so successful.
Yeah, well, I mean, by the way, I've been listening to you my whole life, and your voice is so soothing, and I think everybody feels really safe listening to you. It's many a coast drives from Los Angeles to Santa Barbara have been had just listening to you speak. So you're kind of like a bit of a meditation. So thank you so much for everything you do and how calm you keep us all.
Thank you. But you know what? It's true about our emotions. They are heightened at night. That's when addictions kick in. That's when your destructive habits kick in. That's when asthma, people who are asthmatics, I have a daughter who's severe asthmatic. That's when your asthma reactions kick in is late at night. And so that's one of the reasons that God has me here at night, because that's when the monsters crawl out from under the bed and you hit send.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm glad for you.
Seriously, part of your mission is I'm guessing, especially from the lyrics of the new songs on your new album, is to help people realize how empowered they are and how blessed they are. And I'm reading the lyrics and I'm just devouring them. And I have to ask you this. The lyrics of a couple of your new songs talks about how you've had to fight for the right to be true to who you are.
Yes, authenticity.
So I was going to ask who, and I'm not asking you to tattletale or name names, but what situations for young women, especially who are listening, I have seven daughters. What situations have you been in where you now can look back and go, thank God I was true to myself. Thank God I didn't let them control me or steal me or make me into something else.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really prevalent in all the social media interactions these days. I think, it seems small, but I think it's a big exercise to kind of step away from your phone and from your Instagram and from posting, or like, you know, I think we're all in this cycle of trying to like take a picture of everything and then doctor it up or make our lives look so fabulous or keep up with these appearances or, you know, keeping up with the Joneses or whatever. And it's not real. And it's making everyone feel really lonely and disconnected. And they think they're being connected because they're getting the likes or they're getting the comments. But I just encourage people to set their phone down and actually, you know, have real community with their friends, or try and go on a hike and leave their phone in the car, or, socialize but not socialize on the internet, because I think that we're getting really caught up in creating this alternate reality that we could never keep up with, this idea of perfection. And I think it's making young people, especially young girls, feel more insecure than ever. I think I did this experiment where I went 4 days live streaming on YouTube, and I showed everything. I showed all the zits, all of the dark circles, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, people think pop stars or like people in Hollywood are perfect. They're really not. They're really just normal. And I don't want to be perfect, and I don't want to show that kind of thing off. And I think there's really real beauty in the imperfection, and I want to encourage that imperfection, that okayness with imperfection in young people. I think that social media is kind of a real dark place.
I think it is such a dark place.
Even though, like, you know, I have 100 million people on Twitter following me, which is hilarious. I say that, but I go on there and it's like a lot of people that are arguing and not really talking with each other. They're talking at each other. And like, you go on, you make a statement or you argue with the person, but would you say those things to those people when you meet them? Would you say them to their face? You know, we live in this unaccountable phase online, which is really, really strange. So I encourage community more. I'm doing a real interactive thing with the Boys and Girls Club of America all over America during my tour, where my fans get the opportunity to, instead of buying a ticket, they can earn the ticket through volunteering or doing a good deed through the Boys and Girls Club of America, because I think the kids there are the future. They are. And, you know, if those kids that young can learn the right things, the right ways, and have better tools, then we're going to have a better future. But if everyone just logs on to Instagram, I'm like, I'm out. even though I post. But, you know,
I want to talk about the Boys and Girls Club just a little bit more, because not only can they earn their ticket, But a dollar of every ticket sold for your Witness tour goes to the Boys and Girls Clubs locally, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
No, I mean, here's the thing is, like, it's over 150 years old, and it's tried and true. I think people forget that there's a Boys and Girls Club around the corner from basically everyone, and that they can get involved there. You know, they don't have to start a new organization, and if they do, that's great, too. But a lot of people, I think right now they're like, well, we've done the donate thing. How can I really give my time? How can I really give my energy? How can I actually have a real interaction with a person? You know, how can I touch a heart and learn and give? You know, I don't want to just click. I don't want to just click a button on the internet anymore. I really want to go out there and do it myself. My whole mission right now for me is like, I do have that feeling of like wanting to change the world. And I know I have a lot of spotlight and advantage and privilege and et cetera. But like, if I can't even change myself, how can I change the world? Or if I can't even affect, you know, the people I work with on a day-to-day basis, how can I change the world? Or like, even living in Los Angeles, I'm like, oh, I want to change the world, or I want to go to, you know, crazy places in the world and affect it. But like, the homeless rate in Los Angeles is crazier than ever. If you turn one wrong corner downtown, it looks like a refugee camp. And you're, and I'm thinking to myself, wait, hold on, maybe I just need to help in my own neighborhood, in my own community.
The Boys and Girls Club is such a great way to do that because, like you said, they're tried and true. They've been around forever. And the good they do transforms lives. If you can get a hold of a kid
Absolutely.
When they're 8 or 9 or 10 and give them a sense of self-worth and a sense of family so they don't
Absolutely.
Join the gang, they don't, you know, start using, they don't start drinking and drugging at 12 or 15, they don't start, you know, disrespecting their bodies and using their bodies for whatever, then you
Absolutely.
Didn't just impact a child, you just saved a life.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's going to be what, you know, like, my purpose is on this next tour, on the Witness tour, is just to see people and to witness them and to hear their story and to connect with them and help them and encourage them in any way possible I can, whether it's just to be there physically or just to hear them, to give them that moment. I don't know, just to, like, you know, make them feel like they do exist, that they are special, they do have a purpose. Just overall encouragement. I'm so excited. I'm going to go to Boys and Girls Club all across America and really learn kind of what the state of America is right now and really meet the people and really connect with them. That's my goal and my purpose for this next tour.
The song that we're playing right now is fun and wonderful and helpful when we're angsting. But the song that touched me the deepest when I listened to each song on the new album really is the title Cut Witness.
Oh, great.
That says it all. That's to me, that's the whole philosophy of my faith and my life wrapped up in just a few words so beautifully. So thank you for that.
We're all here just to be connected. That's what we want so badly. Like, at the end of the day, we just want to be seen. We just want to connect. We want to feel love and, like, feel like we exist. And, you know, we do everything. Like, we work so hard. We, like, grind. We try and make as much money as possible to be seen, to be connected, maybe even with one individual. When we lay our head down at the pillow at night, we just want to, like, we want to connect with that person, you know? And I think it's as simple as that. Like, human connection is what we're here for.
I had a pastor that gave a two-part sermon probably 30, 40 years ago. He doesn't even remember it because I've brought it up to him a couple of times. His name is Mike McCorkle. And his message was in two parts. In the first part, he said, when I die, he says, I believe when I come face-to-face with my Creator, he's going to ask me two questions. Number one, what did you do with me while you were alive? And number two, what did you do with every single person that I put in your path to connect with?
Mm.
And so the first week's, you know, talk was about what did you do with me? Did you make room in your heart for me? Did you believe in me? And the second part was, what did you do with every person that I put in your path? And he said, people aren't put in your path by accident. the person you're sitting next to on the plane isn't there by accident. And as he went through this, I went, Katie, that changed me on a cellular level to realize that my whole purpose is to share love with the people that God places in my life.
Absolutely. All you can do is just be kind time and time again in every circumstance. Just be kind.
And like I said, when I listened to Witness and then I read the lyrics to it, I went, she summed it up in like 3.5 minutes. Beautifully.
Thank you. Thank
beautifully.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
I mean, I think no matter if you're Joe Schmo or Katy Perry, you just want to connect, you know, no matter if you have it all or if you don't have anything, you just want to connect.
Well, you connect with my listeners and you know this, I mean, in such a huge way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys playing Save His Draft. I know everyone can resonate with that because we've all been there. We've all wanted to send that text, or we have, and then we realize, oh, now we have to deal with that, or the email, you know, or the letter. So sometimes it's just good to sleep on it.
The line in that song that I cracked up with is, you don't usually mess around with coins, but you've been, you know, tossing a few. How many times do I toss the coin? Okay, if it comes up heads, that means I'm supposed to call him. That's what that means. Nope.
Right. No, I know. I know. Why don't you just listen to the green, yellow, red light in your heart? If we all listened to that more, we would be in a better place.
Yeah, we would.
That's the original coin flipper.
But we don't, because we're knuckleheads. And when you love, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
Well, thank you for giving us so much of your time. Before you hang up, I have to tell you that Shayla and Angel and Blessing and Clara and Ava and Zach and TK and all my kids adore you. And they
Oh my gosh. That's all the names of your children. That's amazing. I love those names. I might borrow a couple.
Okay, here you go. You ready?
Yeah.
Lanika, Isaiah, Eugene, yeah. Tangenique, Teresa, Emmanuel, Demetrius, Trey, Jerome, Angel, Mercy, Bridget, Lucky Girl, Shayla, Maria, Zachariah, Miguel, Thomas, Carlton, Blessing, Princess, Clarabelle, Delilah, my namesake, and now baby Paul.
What does Delilah mean?
You don't want to know.
I do want to know.
It means evil seductress.
Delilah! Oh, my gosh. Well, Catherine means pure. So.
Remember the story of Samson and Delilah, how she fooled him?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
You've cut his hair.
I cut his
hair.
Oh,
my gosh, Delilah.
I had to live up to that for a year or two.
Yeah, you've come a long way. And you are rewriting your story, obviously.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? Thank God God is a God of second chances and third chances and fifth chances. Otherwise, I'd be dead.
I love waking up every morning remembering that like no matter what happened yesterday, I can just start new today. Like I can make a decision, a choice to have a better positive attitude. You know, I can let things go. I don't have to do things I don't want to do, you know, or I can make better choices starting right now. I love mornings because of that.
Thank you, Katy Perry, for spending time with us. And thank you for being so passionate about music and about loving on kids and about keeping it real.
Well, thank you, Delilah. God bless you.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah.